G'day, Reece Dan here. Welcome to episode 45 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. Make sure you check out operatoredge.com/selection. As always, if you're going to be preparing for selection, I can help. A number of different resources there. What I'm going to cover today is my selection tip, or expand on the selection tip 3-4-3, which is you don't have to be full-time army to do selection. Right, I'll put that on social media the other week. And I covered something. I've covered similar on the podcasts before, but just to reiterate that a lot of people think I have to go full-time, I have to be in infantry to do selection. All right. While that, and this is, I guess, up for discussion, while going full-time, going infantry will probably set you up for selection success, at least, you know, joining full-time in an arms corps is probably going to be one of the best ways to set you up for selection success. It's not for everyone. All right, and you don't need to do that. If you're in a good life situation and you've got a good civvy job and you're in reserves, right, you're in army reserves or even reserves in another branch, all right, whether it's infantry or not, you can train up and do selection. Because I'll tell you what, a lot of full-time infantry guys, they still have to do work, like personal work in regards to their soldier skills outside of their actual job, because a lot of them are telling me that they don't do a lot of navigation unless you're the SECO or the 2IC or the boss that's in charge. So you're going to have to go and do your own work anyway. So in a reserve capacity, you could definitely do that. You just got to be up on your soldier skills, and that's going to be up to you or on you to do that in your own time. Okay, so you can definitely do selection and pass selection from Army Reserves. All right, and I know because I've seen it happen plenty of times with plenty of guys in my program that have done that who are in reserves, non-infantry, okay? Or I've had guys that are full-time non-infantry, all right? Apart from all the infantry guys, obviously. I had some really good mates who I did selection with who were non-infantry, okay? So it really depends on where you are in regards to your current situation, but if you're in a good spot and you're in reserves, just train up from there and do selection. Then if you do selection pass, you can decide what you want to do. I think you can still do it, from what I'm told. You can still do the reinforcement cycle. You can complete it over a 3-year period. It would be better just to do straight away in that 12 months and be on that same cohort that you've gone through selection with and get it out of the way. And then if you wanted to go, that's if you're going to stay reserve commandos, for example. But if you want to do full-time, they're not going to sign you up straight away because a lot of guys fail Rio. So once you do Rio, then you would sign on full-time. And just to give you a bit of story, it's exactly what I did. Okay, a little bit of background there is exactly what I did. I was full-time, got out, rejoined as a reserve role because I didn't want to be stuck in the army again for full-times if I didn't pass selection. Did selection, signed compulsory full-time service for, you know, that nine or so months when for Rio when I did it. And then at the end of that, I signed full-time. They wanted me to sign 4. I came back with, I'll sign 2. The RSM from Commandos wasn't happy with that, telling me if I don't want to be there to fuck off. But I ended up compromising with them and I got 3 years with Schema. Okay, so that's another little tip. You could possibly compromise with Schema there, and I signed up for 3. I did longer than that, but it was just, I felt like that was a little win for me. Anyway, summary is, if you're in reserves and you're happy, do selection, train up, do a lot of work in your own time, put your hand up for any courses as you possibly can, and you can get through selection, you can get through Rio, and then you can be in the unit, and you can be a badged operator, and you'll be fucking cool. All right? If you have any questions, make sure you hit me up, Reece_Dowden on the social media platform, or Reece, R-H-Y-S, Reece, the proper Welsh way of spelling it, Reece@operatoredge.com. Hope you got something out of this episode. I'll see you in the next one. Thanks.